Well, today is a really fortunate morning here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We have 50 students today. There are four elementary schools in the North Hill School District: Ross, Westview, McIntyre, and Highcliffe. We're going to talk to one or two students from each of the schools, but together they have combined to form the North Hills Elementary Orchestra. We're going to hear three selections from them today. They're under the direction of Allison Craig. Take it away. North Hills Elementary Orchestra, you all sounded great. It's not easy to stay in time with this many people, especially we're in an echoey room, and the blending sounded really wonderful, too. A couple students are coming up to say hello, and then we'll talk with Ms. Allison Craig about the orchestra. What's your name?
My name's Mallory Pierce.
And where do you go to school?
I go to McIntyre.
How long have you played your instrument? That is a viola or a violin?
I played for about 3 years.
How did you decide to play? Did you try different instruments, or did you just know you wanted to play violin?
Well, at first I tried to play all the other different instruments, but I liked the violin best.
What do you like about it?
It just sounds like really nice.
And would you like to give any shout-outs or say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Hi, Mom.
Great. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And now, let's see, Mallory was from McIntyre Elementary School, and I think you're from Highcliffe, right? What's your name?
My name's Nathan Weaver.
And what do you play?
I play the cello.
Now, how did you choose the cello?
Well, whenever I was trying different instruments, I saw either the cello or the trumpet. And, well, obviously I picked the cello.
And is there something you especially like about it?
I like how you can play low and high notes, so it's kind of like in the middle a little bit.
Now, while you're both here, I'm curious, Mallory and Nathan, there's some people listening, adults, not just kids, that don't play a musical instrument or who are just starting and who might be struggling. I'm curious if it was hard at first and if you have any advice for anybody who might be trying to learn how to play an instrument?
It was hard at first, but once you play it a little more, it starts to get easier and you start to get better at it. So if you're struggling, keep playing it, keep trying, and you'll definitely get better at it.
Yeah, just keep practicing, and if you're having a hard time, just try and work.
That's good advice. Thank you to both of you. We'll talk to two more students after the next selection. Right now, we're going to talk to their leader, and I really admire you combining four different elementary schools together. Can't be easy. Do you get together once a week or daily? How does this happen?
Surprisingly, the last time we played together was actually yesterday, but that was the only time we've been able to rehearse with each other to play these songs. Usually we'll practice in class, and we'll have a full orchestra and small groups, so I'll see them in small groups, and then I'll see them all together as a big group per school, but sometimes it takes a while before we play all together.
Now, do you, I think the term is itinerant music teacher, do you travel to each school on different days of the week?
I do. So in the elementary schools in North Hills, we follow a six-day rotation. And so either three mornings or three afternoons, I'm at either four schools.
When I was a kid, we had a music teacher and an art teacher and a gym teacher, and they were in rotations like that. And I was convinced they were all the same person because they were never there on the same day. And then one day I saw them all together, and it was their cover was blown, and my mind was at the same time. You opened with Paco Bell Canon. What will you play next?
We'll be playing the Pink Panther next.
This is going to be fun. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
I hope you're ready as you listen to the Saturday Light Brigade, and we welcome 50 students from North Hills School District. They are the North Hills Elementary Orchestra, and we're going to make just a few quick changes to get them ready to go. They're almost ready. We also want to thank the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh for their support, getting this many musicians in one place at one time requires us to all work together as the partners that we are. And it looks like we're ready to go. Here from the pen of Aliquippa's Henry Mancini is the Pink Panther theme.
Thank you.
North Hills Elementary Orchestra. I've always loved the way that that song ends. It just sort of breaks down. It ends in a neat way. Now, we met students from two of the elementary schools earlier. Let's now bring out, I think we have two representatives from Ross Elementary School and one from Westview Elementary School. Come on up so we can say hello to you. Where is Aiden? You're Aiden. Hi. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And you are playing?
The violin.
How did you learn how to play the violin? How did you choose it?
We had a variety of different instruments, and the violin just called out for me.
Does anybody else play music in your family?
My mom played the flute, and my grandpa played the trumpet.
Did your grandpa play music professionally by any chance?
No.
Because there was a Purcell Orchestra for many years with the same last name as yours, and I was thinking that could be somebody related to you. Have you ever played together with your mom or with your grandfather?
No.
But you play with all these folks. Any shout-outs or hellos to anybody who might be listening?
My mom and my brother.
Great. Well, it's nice to talk to you. What's your name?
John Brown.
And John is, Aiden is from Westview. John is one of our students from Ross. You're playing violin as well. How did you choose that instrument?
We had a variety of instruments to choose from, and the two that I thought of playing was the saxophone and the violin. And when I tried the violin, it just seemed so nice and simple, and it seemed like a really good choice.
That's good. It's nice to get different choices, and I'm sure you can always change your mind. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My brother, Anthony.
Anthony, and how old are you?
I am 12 years old.
And finally, we go to our other Ross representative. What's your name?
Kate McEnroe.
And how old are you?
11 years old.
And you're playing cello as well, is that?
No, I'm playing violin.
Oh, okay. You left the instrument behind, so I was assuming it must be too big to carry up. Tell me, did you have the same experience choosing from different instruments?
Yeah, but my sister, she's older, and she played the violin, so I wanted to also play the violin.
How much older than you is she?
She's 3 years older than me.
Have you ever played together, or has she helped you learn?
She's helped me learn, and we've also played together.
Any shout-outs to anybody?
My mom and my dad.
Now, I'm curious, we talked about this before, for people learning how to play an instrument, whether they be kids or adults, do you have any tips or advice to stick with it or get better at it? Because it's really quite an accomplishment to get to the point where you are. Anything come to mind?
Just keep working hard and always try harder.
Yeah, just keep playing it and you'll get better.
If you pay attention and keep working, you'll soon get it and it'll be easy.
That's good to know. You have a lot of perseverance, all of you. And thanks. And thanks to all of you. I wish we could talk to each and every person with 50 all here today, but hopefully we'll be able to do that in the future. Now, Allison Craig is here. Do you have a concert that you'll be doing sometime during the year? Has that been scheduled?
Oh, yes. We usually have three concerts in the year, and our next concert is actually coming up. It's called Orchestra Night, which is on Tuesday, March 13th, and we'll actually be playing these three songs.
How exciting. So you can certainly go to the North Hill School District website. I'm sure there's information on all sorts of activities. Musical season is coming up at the high school. I would imagine North Hills has a high school musical coming up and a strong program. Is there anything you would like to mention, Allison, or anybody you would like to acknowledge during our last chance to talk together?
Absolutely. So I've had these kids for 3 years, and I've had another colleague who's been helping with teaching these students. So these students have been playing for 2 or 3 years, and I'm just so proud of how far they've gone. And Mr. Ballantyne, who's on our tour with us, has been very helpful, and he's taught some of these students also. Mr. Ballantyne is also the high school and middle school orchestra teacher. So it's great to have him. It's great to have a good string program.
Absolutely. Now, I can't wait to learn what your next song is going to be. What is it?
Our last song is from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's called Wonka's Welcome Song.
Once again, with their final song for today on our Youth Express segment at the Saturday Light Brigade, the North Hills Elementary Orchestra. Elementary Orchestra, thank you so much for being here with us today.